Good afternoon. My name is Walter Wales. I live in Chamberlain, located between New Harbor and Round Pond on the Pemaquid Peninsula. My home does not overlook Monhegan, so I do not have a dog in the view controversy. A few salient points. As a practicing registered professional engineer in Maine for the past 35 years, I am personally excited that this new technology is trying to be tested. However, while earning my master's degree at UMO in the early 90s, I learned that tests in the environment should be located to replicate the final operational conditions of the equipment being tested. Let me repeat that. I learned that tests in the environment should be located to replicate the final operational conditions of the equipment being tested. This apparently is not being done here. Let me explain. On April 18th, the Bangor Daily News wrote, "The Monhegan site is a trial run for a much larger floating wind farm in a yet-to-be-determined part of the Gulf of Maine, at least 10 miles from shore and inhabited islands. As a boater for the last 60 years on the coast of Maine, I'm confident that the conditions in the yet-to-be-determined site for the full-size wind farm will probably be significantly different from the Monhegan Island site. I would suggest that correctly siting the test platforms in accordance with established technical procedures will lead to significantly lower startup and operational costs when the full-scale wind farm is installed. Let us not be blindsided by the already considerable sunk costs in this site, but take the time and money to do it right the first time. In addition, it sounds as if the full-scale wind farm will probably be located in federal waters, so now is the time to get those permissions and permits going. It would be a shame if we did our testing at Monhegan and then found out we could not locate the full-sized wind farm in a yet-to-be-determined part of the Gulf of Maine, again, at least 10 miles from shore and inhabited islands. If that were the case, I bet there would be a gigantic effort to get the full-sized wind farm located at or near Monhegan test site. My other point I consider much more important. Maine has spent millions of dollars acquiring, preserving, and caring for over 500,000 acres of public lands within the state for the use and enjoyment of the public, as well as to preserve rare and natural limited resources. Once the area near Monhegan is changed, I bet it will stay changed forever. This bill is a chance to preserve a vital piece of one of Maine's greatest assets without costing the state and its taxpayers a cent. As a voter who has not missed an election in 55 years, I do urge passage of this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Seeing no questions, I'm going to ask if Paul Hitchcox is in the room at this point. And come on up, sir. While Mr. Hitchcox is on his way, we have six more to testify in support, two neither for nor against, and 19 to testify in opposition. So I'm going to be moving pretty quickly here back to opponents.